Welcome back. It's 7 minutes to eight. Petula Martin is here now with the full business news.
Thanks, Cian. Is it too early for Irish retailers to start preparing for Christmas? Not according to An Post, which has published its first e-commerce index, illustrating the potential for businesses to bolster and expand their online offering. Gareth Bridgman is Managing Director of Mails and Parcels with An Post, and he joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Petula.
It seems wrong to even mention Christmas on a sunny morning in June, but the index, it does give insight into consumer behaviour when shopping online, which could be helpful to retailers. What does this tell us about the expectations of customers when they shop online?
Well, Petula, we've been running this research for about a year now, and we run it every quarter, and we did a lot of research last Christmas, really to get some insights and understanding to what do Irish consumers want or shop online at Christmas time. And we've seen a huge increase in shopping online. That'd be no surprise to people. Pre-pandemic, we would have delivered about 300,000 to 400,000 parcels a week. We're now delivering over 1.1 million a week. So it's a huge growth in online shopping, with over 90% of adults now shopping online. So we've been running this research set for about a year. And some of the key insights that we have, we wanted to share them now in June. And you know, it's horrible to be talking about Christmas in June, but what we want to do is share this information now so that businesses and Irish businesses have the opportunity over the summer to really, you know, put those plans in place and put their e-commerce strategy in place so they can maximize the, you know, the big sales opportunities that are going to happen during the period of October to December. So the key insights really for us is that during the period of October to December, with a sweet spot around mid-November after Black Friday, 95% of Irish adults are going to buy online. And there's some small little things Irish business can do to really capitalize on this. So the first thing we'd say to people is that social media really is the way to go, and more purchases are being made not by going directly to a business's website, but it's by scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through Facebook Marketplace, seeing an Instagram post and clicking through and buying. So we'd say to Irish business is, if you haven't thought about having a social presence, you should have one and should set one up, and it's really easy to do. What we'd also say is that if you have the budget, social influencers are incredibly, incredibly important. And whether
that
you like it or not, they have a huge impact.
How are they having a huge impact?
Well, what we're seeing is that if you look at the age group, say 16 to 24, 73% of those have bought online in the last year because of scrolling through Instagram and clicking through to a social influencer that they follow. So it really is having a big impact. And it's not just for fashion and beauty. We're seeing it growing in areas like garden, DIY, cookery, all of those. So we'd say to Irish business to really, really look to see, open a social media account. There's lots of support and it's available to you, and have a link straight to your website, and you will increase sales. The other big one, and this is a really important one because I love talking to Irish business about this, is that when Irish people started shopping online in earnest, and this would have been about 2017, 2018, most of their purchases, unfortunately, were made coming from the UK. And really what happened was, during the pandemic, Irish business, you know, really, really put amazing e-commerce strategies in place, and more people are buying from Irish brands. And what we've seen since the pandemic is that Irish companies have a huge competitive advantage over those in the UK, because really when people are shopping online, they want a frictionless purchasing experience. And they know if they buy from an Irish brand, yes, it's the right thing to do and they're supporting Irish jobs and Irish trade, but they know that they're going to get the item quicker and there's going to be no nasty surprises around customs or import fees. So our research is telling us that Irish people are buying more and more from Irish brands, and that they're going to continue to do so. So we'd say to any Irish business, if you know, really promote the fact you're Irish, and you know, this will encourage customers to buy from you. Because as I said, customers want this frictionless purchasing experience. And what we've seen on websites is that a lot of customers hide this information, but they should really have it out front and open so the customers are aware of it.
In a word, are retailers choosing An Post to deliver their products?
Absolutely, they are indeed. We're the An Post is the largest e-commerce delivery partner in Ireland, a company in Ireland. We deal with every SME. But what we'd say to people, if you're listening to the radio today and you're a business, contact An Post and we'll help you, and we can walk you through the whole process, even if you've never thought of doing e-commerce or don't have an e-commerce strategy.
Okay, good advice there. Gareth Bridgman, Managing Director of Mails and Parcels with An Post. Thank you for sharing those insights this morning. More business news later in the programme.